This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, Lee, without censorship, they're having a really hard time hiding who they are.
Yep.
And it keeps biting them on the butt. It's like every day. This is the top trending thing on X right now. Democrat representative who is originally from Guatemala goes down to Mexico and declares she's a Guatemalan before she's an American. Really?
Okay.
Representative, she's speaking Spanish here, but I'll translate. Representative Delia Ramirez, I'm a proud Guatemalan before I am an American. She goes to Mexico to declare this. And given the crowd she's obviously in, that is very well approved of, and they clap. So she's very proud. I am a Guatemalan before I'm American. Well, but you're a member of Congress.
Yeah, that's...
And you feel that way. That's fine. Whatever. Go back to Guatemala.
Yeah, exactly.
Go represent them.
I have no problem with people being proud of their ancestry. That's fine. But when you place the interest of your, you know, native country ahead of your current country, then you should go there as just a resident, let alone not be a representative and have pledged your support of the United States Constitution.
But this is part of a larger pattern. To me, now this is Senator Chris Murphy admitting on MSNBC. Remember, this is a famous clip. I can't play it enough. Yeah. Admitting last year on MSNBC, illegal immigrants are the most important people to the Democrat Party. And he was answering for criticism that they're not doing enough to help illegal immigrants. Here's that clip.
So you are right that has been the Democratic strategy for 30 years, maybe. And it has failed to deliver for the people we care about most, the undocumented Americans that are in this country. This is also not 2013 any longer when
the people we care about most, the undocumented Americans who are in this country. So this is the message from the Democrats, Lee, that we care more about people who are not Americans. And we also see Americans. It's basically the same as somebody who just got here. There's no difference between you. And that is the basis of sanctuary city policies. That is the basis of their policy. If you turn on their media, it's nonstop. They refer to undocumented illegal immigrants, including the most violent and vile criminal gangsters, pedophiles, rapists, as Americans. And they tell their sheeple that Americans are being deported. Yeah. When what they mean is illegal immigrants, but the language they use says there's no difference between somebody whose family's been here like yours since basically the founding and some guy named Jose who got here last week. Maybe a good guy, doesn't matter. Maybe a gangster. There's no difference to the Democrats. And that's why she's comfortable enough to go down to Mexico and say, I'm a Guatemalan before I'm an American. In Democrat circles, that's not a problem. That's very normal. Senator Padilla was on TV explaining. Let me play you some of the language because this went viral yesterday too.
My focus has been on the people who have been here. Millions of long-term residents of the United States who happen to be undocumented that have been the target of this administration's increasingly aggressive and cruel arrest, detention, and deportation policies.
They're not residents who happen to be undocumented. They make it sound like, well, they're Americans, but they lost their papers. No, yeah. They're not. And Democrats are determined to erase the distinction.
Yes.
And it's maddening. But this is where they're going. Just create maximum level confusion.
Well, that's what happens when common sense is no longer common.
Yeah, and it's also that, look, if they're Americans and they're no different than us, even when they just got here, then that means they can vote. That's where this is going. It's what this is about.
Well, and this goes back to that whole Texas redistricting thing.
Yep.
And I find it interesting that no one in the national media, and Fox should be doing this and they're not, tying the fact that census takers admitted that there was fraud, there were people counted that should not have been counted in many states. And what did you report the other day? Was it like 240 instances of that?
Yes, 240 separate census takers, so individual people, mm-hmm. committed fraud. It was 242. Or 240s, went 242 or 243. They had committed fraud. And they announced that in the press release, yes. The census.gov, the Census Department.
This is not a right-wing conspiracy theory. This was an admission from a federal agency that they got it wrong.
Yes.
The very number that determines the congressional seats in the country and where they are, they got the numbers wrong. And what Texas is doing is a reaction to that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And basically the word that the Census Bureau used was fraud. They said fraud. I mean, it wasn't even just got it wrong. I mean, they said they used the word fraud.
In other words, it was intentional.
Yes. And they said that they had fired them because of that fraud. So they won't be doing the census anymore. But the big lie was where they didn't tell the public about it, allowed the redrawing of districts without saying, hey, there's been massive fraud here.
Using incorrect information.
Yep. Using incorrect information. And then waited till the summer until all the primaries had been held in these fraudulent districts. Five of which should be in Republican hands, not Democrats. That's a 10-seat swing. Yeah. And then went, oh, my bad. Yeah, hey, we had like 200 people committed fraud.
But
when they were
too
doing
late. We can't do anything about it now.
So. They could have mentioned it before, but they did not, because that would have caused everything to be thrown into chaos. And what Democrats do is once voters have already voted, they'll say, well, we can't disenfranchise the voters. They voted in good faith. And sure enough, nothing happened. There wasn't even a condemnation of this from the Republican leadership or acknowledgement that it had ever happened. That was the incredible thing. We just did nothing. So when I see what's going on in Texas, I got to tell you again, I am so encouraged. I have not seen us fight like this, period. That was considered, you know, in the end. And a big part of that is because the Bush family ran the Republican Party, you know, since the death of Reagan. They really absolutely have controlled the grassroots. This kind of thing that is going on in Texas right now would be considered gauche and embarrassing.
I'm looking for more gauche.
Yeah, just we would never do it. We will let them run us over. We're not going to be like them. We're going to rise above. Yes, as they tread us underneath.
Yeah.
We're going to not say anything when we get defrauded out of our districts. We're just going to keep rolling on till we can't even get elected anymore to Congress or hold majorities, even when we win in a landslide, because it's so fixed. And that's what's got to go. And the good news is this is, you know, this is a fight. Fights are ugly. They're brutal. The other side says mean things. The media calls you a Nazi and a dictator. But you know what? It means you're in the fight. If they are screaming at you like that, you're in the fight. Yeah. They have always fought this way, and it's why they win against overwhelming odds. We have never fought this way until this month. Between this, the fact that Trump's now outwardly saying, hey, we're going to redo the census. We're going to try to do it ahead of the midterms. Good. That's fighting.
Yep.
They're going to freak over that, especially if their illegals aren't counted. You know, all these Guatemalans who say they're Guatemalan first, like Representative Delia Ramirez. By the way, her saying that I'm a proud Guatemalan before I'm an American, and she's a Democrat congressional rep, that should be condemned by party leadership.
Well, I would go a step further. I would say that the Speaker of the House ought to see about having her removed from office then. Because you're violating your oath of office. If you are placing the interest of another nation ahead of this nation and our Constitution, to which you have pledged your support and defense of, then you have negated your oath of office. You're done. You're out of here. See ya. Adios.
Some people online were saying we need to begin, you know, doing loyalty tests and background checks on these people. They are hostile to America. They're not American citizens first. They're just, you know, and what they were saying was a really great post by one guy, and he was saying, look, I don't care if you disagree with me on every issue, but you need to be loyal to America first.
Yeah,
if you have
absolutely.
You should be expelled from Congress for this.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I
can understand having political disagreements on policy. That's fine. I don't agree with, you know, where Democrats want to go. But when you make a statement like that, you should be gone. You should be out. I mean, it's just like these Texas representatives who are fleeing. This is the state that had, remember the Alamo, people who are willing to die for their state. These people are running from their state. And if you're going to run from your obligation as an elected official, then you should be removed from office.
But again, you know what we're seeing in Democrat primaries? Democrat voters are preferring non-citizens, non-Americans, immigrants, people who are comfortable saying, I'm a Guatemalan before I'm an American. We're supposed to respect that and revere it and think we can learn something from them.
And it's because socialist Marxists do not want this country to exist as it is set up now. They want to burn it down and change it. That's what they're talking about. That's where the leadership of the Democrat Party is going now. That's where you get the Mondabis in New York and Ilhan Omars and this woman here, who is more proud of her Guatemalan heritage than she is of her American residency.
She would not say that if she didn't think it helped her with Democrat voters.
Exactly.
She thinks it does. Look at the timing. Ma'am Donnie, same thing. The guy in Minnesota who's also a communist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His parents came as immigrants. He was born here. But it's the same thing. You've got to have a non-American origin story now to vault yourself over the other American candidates. What does it mean? You got to be a victim, basically. You need victim status. If you're American, then you're, you know, right off the bat, that's a strike against you. That's not going to work out for this country long term. We have to create shame around that again. That means acting. That means, and you're right. Mike Johnson needs to act. She needs to go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.